Public health organizations that battle tuberculosis worldwide usually compete for attention and money with those involved in the fight against HIV and AIDS. Today, the two groups are announcing a new alliance. Sandra Thurman is president of the International AIDS Trust. Good morning.
Good morning.
What brings the two forces together?
Well, what we're seeing now is that TB is a number one killer of people living with HIV and AIDS around the world, and is the greatest curable infectious disease on the planet. So we have to come together, the two worlds of TB and HIV, to fight this dual epidemic.
I assume that's because if you have HIV, your immune system is hurt, and then you catch TB.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And about a third of the 40 million people, more than 40 million people worldwide who are infected with HIV also are infected with TB. Only about half of those will develop active TB during the course of their illness, however.
So if you treat one, you should treat the other.
Exactly.
And tuberculosis is considered the oldest airborne contagion, and it's relatively inexpensive to treat.
It's very inexpensive to treat. I think that's the greatest frustration for those of us who are working in public health. A full course of TB treatment only costs $10. It's a six-month course, and it actually cures the disease. So while it's very difficult for us to get antiretroviral therapies to people who are living with HIV, it is very easy for us to get TB treatment to people who are infected with TB.
So if you saw a map of AIDS cases worldwide, and you saw a map of TB cases worldwide, they would pretty much look the same.
Well, they do look the same, or they're close. We see the greatest number of co-infections in sub-Saharan Africa. However, the largest number of TB infections is in Asia, where we have a burgeoning HIV epidemic. So what we see there is a real prescription for disaster unless we move quickly.
So is it a problem with the availability of drugs?
No. Availability of drugs really isn't the problem. I mean, the fact of the matter is we're talking about $10 per course of treatment. This is about really the will to treat people living with HIV and TB, not availability of drugs. $10 is very inexpensive.
So whose will is lacking?
Well, I think it's the political will and public will worldwide. We see the same kinds of challenges in treating people with TB as we see in treating people with HIV. But the crazy thing is that TB treatment really is quite affordable, and that's why we're so anxious in public health to move forward on treating people with HIV and TB as a combination.
Is this a problem with individual governments or with international aid organizations?
I think both. I think, again, you know, people have to understand that TB is the number one killer of people living with HIV worldwide. More than half of the deaths in Africa each day, 3,000 deaths a day, are because of TB. And that if we look at actually treating people, it's the most cost-effective way we have of treating people with HIV.
So why didn't this happen sooner?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. I think that people are just now beginning to understand that TB is the number one killer of people living with HIV worldwide, that it is inexpensive to treat. And I think that in people's minds, TB is a disease of the 40s and 50s, kind of like polio. People think TB is over, but TB isn't over. More than a third of people adults living in the world are actually infected with TB. That doesn't mean they'll get active TB, but they are infected.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sandra Thurman is president of the International AIDS Trust.